take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are on the house. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, there are ways to do that. We'll tell you more about that on the way. Go again to freetalklive.com and enjoy the website completely free. Adamo Freeman is joining us here on the third microphone tonight. Welcome back to the somewhat free world compared to the lesser free place that you were
just at. Freer world, invisible change, bigger playpen, right?
You were in jail in Manchester, and it's unfortunate that it was Manchester, as we discussed earlier. There's a huge difference in your opinion between your stay in Manchester's Valley Street Jail in New Hampshire as compared to Cheshire County's jail, which is run, in my opinion, by more humane jailers. You know, there's still some inhumanity that goes on there. They're still treating peaceful people as though they, you know, are supposed to be in a cell, and that, in my opinion, they should release those folks, but they're afraid they're going to be put in a jail cell if they release the people that don't belong there. The warden, the superintendent of the jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He will tell you, if you ask him, hey, Rick Van Winkler, how many of your current jail population shouldn't be there? He'll tell you, hey, at least 40% of them.
Right. I think a problem or a reason for the difference, as well as, you know, some of the other things that we mentioned, is also like Valley Street's three times as big. You know, there are over 600 people in Valley Street Jail. Yeah, there are three levels, you know. So
yeah, that is three times.
Yeah. And so three times the problems, and with typical government reaction to, you know, any scenario, they go way overboard, you know. So,
right.
Like a perfect example would be searching our laundry. It would take every day we have to hand in our laundry, which doesn't sound like people here do laundry every day or change their clothes. But in jails, most of the time you get like two uniforms for the week. You do laundry once a week or something like that, or twice a week.
It was in Cheshire twice a week.
Right. We were a working unit, so we had to do it every day. But every day they search our clothes, like 99.9% of the time, and the whole time I was there, they probably never find anything, but they do this process because one time someone sent a shank or some soup or food or some drugs to another unit or down to the laundry. And so, like other things, you know, maybe because they're a bigger jail, you get two people who really don't like each other onto the same unit because there's no choice. They fight, and then there's all these dominoes of, like, ridiculous rules. I mean, I could go all day on the ridiculous amount of rules.
And they tend to get worse over time.
I think the three suicides while you were there was probably a pretty good indication of
how bad the jail is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the reasons were for, you know, like the person's wanting to end their lives or whatever they
maybe they were facing prison time.
But enough for that a person would take a razor, break it down, and use it to stab themselves in the neck.
Gosh.
You know, like
two people did that, right?
Two people did it that way, and another person hung himself, you know.
Wow.
By taking a jump off the top tier, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Tie a bed sheet around their neck, tie it around the railing, and jump. Like,
wow.
Out the doors, you know, and it's
so
bad.
So he just ran out there and did it before anybody could get to him.
I guess from what I'm told, just the jump, like if you wet the knot, it's not going to break. It's not going to slide out like a bed sheet would, and it's your neck that breaks. You don't even, it's not even you suffocate yourself. You break your neck doing it. So, yeah, but I mean, crazy, you know, as opposed to, there was a guy who actually works there now. He's now the head or one of the main guys in maintenance, but he used to be a CO, and he kicked an inmate down the stairs and killed him.
Oh, my God.
So instead of getting fired or held accountable and going to jail, well, they kind of demoted him. I don't know. I don't think there's much of a pay difference between the maintenance people and the COs.
Like, I see.
Just go over here and don't have direct contact with an inmate at the moment, you know. So really bad things. This place, Valley Street, didn't even have cameras until the late 90s. Or maybe even early 2000s, but in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, there was a lot of lawsuits, and even one CO, I've heard of others, but one CO that I've actually heard was like, tell another CO, or tell another inmate, you're lucky these cameras are in here, otherwise, if this was back like 10 years ago, I'd, you know, beat the crap out of you right now, you know, and for nothing, for like him joking around and then the inmate taking it too far, you know? So it's like the professionalism was definitely missing as well. I don't know, I feel bad saying that actually, because like, I would always talk with the inmates, and they'd be like, well, this CO isn't so bad. I'm like, oh, yeah, he kicks us twice instead of five times, like the rest of the guys. So I feel bad saying that, like, there's a level of professionalism for them and that I thought they'd have more, because they obviously don't have much to think about anyways. They're robots who are selling out any principle they have for a paycheck anyways, all of them. So
It's true.
But for what it's worth, you know what I'm saying, there are some that were better than others.
That's always true. And your experience was different. And so, you know, some people have kind of poked fun at me because I've put in the, you know, the 100, we've got a list of reasons for people to move to Keene because we're all here for the Free State Project, which is, by the way, a movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are all focusing their efforts in one place, one geographic location, because it makes sense to concentrate your efforts if you want to actually achieve some sort of semblance of liberty in your lifetime. So freestateproject.org is where folks can go to learn more about that. But obviously, I live in Keene. I think it's a really nice place to live, and I think that there's some real activist benefits here. And so I've made 150-plus reasons to move to Keene over at move.freekeene.com. And I've taken flack for putting the jail on there as a reason to move to Keene. But the intention there is, if hey, look, you know, people have done civil disobedience in this movement. In fact, New Hampshire's Free State Project is really the only significant entry into the civil disobedience marketplace. There's a few things that happen in Orlando. Every now and then Austin will jump in with something. But for the most part, civil disobedience is home is in Keene. And it's a better place to do civil disobedience simply because if you know you're going to end up in a cage somewhere, it's better to have the better cage with the better food and the more humane guards.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there should be something that could be said, though, for multiple people. Like, that's what I felt really alone in jail. But at least here, too, in a smaller jail, there's more likely. I mean, there's been times where 2, 3, 4 activists have been together.
Derek Jay was in there with Bo.
Exactly.
For weeks.
And that had to be, I mean, I couldn't imagine how many times, or I can't, you know, 10, 20, 30 times I wish I had another liberty-minded person in jail with me, you know, because
yeah.
Some, you know, if it's not the guards, it's some of the inmates that you're conversating with, and you know, it's hard not to be the crazy guy when you have
right
these
when you've got
ideas.
People who have been convicted for drug possession, arguing against legalization or arguing against decriminalization. Oh well, we should do it for marijuana, but not those other drugs.
Yeah, I had someone send me a John Stossel article while I was in there, and is talking about the war on drugs. And that's just it, handing this around. I put this around the day room, which is the area we all hang out in. And I said, must read for anyone here who's a drug offender, which is like, I don't know, 60% of my unit.
Yep.
And so people are reading, they're like, well, this is great, but it's never going to happen. And it's like, you like defy, like you go along like by principle with what this is saying. And yet, you know, you still don't think it's going to happen or are willing to like do anything about it. Like, I don't know, it's your business is what I try to, people have to look at it differently. Like, it's not just like a way of, like, it's your business, and if your business was selling shoes and the government was going to stop you from selling shoes, you'd probably partake in some activism to stop such a thing.
You would hope, at least. Since you mentioned reading things in jail, Joe asks on Facebook, I'd like to know if he read anything that he liked.
Oh, man, I got so many books, which is great. There was an activist here out of New Hampshire who put together a list with Amazon, and so I got plenty there. So I finally read 1984, which was a book that I was looking to read. There was Cato's Letters, which was like two big volumes of like individual liberty type scenarios that were given to me. Bright Side by Mark Tullius was a really good book that was also popular amongst the other inmates that I read. I plan on doing a blog post here soon at coplock.org that will list all the books I read and a little blurb about them and how they can get them. So hopefully
Excellent.
Folks will be able to check that out here in the next week or so.
Fine idea. I know that you probably have a load of emails to check up on.
Yeah, I had like 500 or so emails, and that was even with a vacation filter on while I was going. So I definitely have that, as well as folks who wrote me using mailtojail.com.
Right.
I was trying not to spend as much money on the commissary, especially since I try to give as little money to the man as possible, and the state does get a cut off of that. And plus, with like last times, you know,
they were selling 10 stamp books at cost at Cheshire.
What is a stamp now? 45 cents?
It's 47 cents.
Right now?
Yeah, I think it's 47.
So he's getting 10 for 4.50, so I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it's 45. What is it, Martino?
As far as I'm concerned, I send so few things. Who uses the post office?
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. I had the same conversation with the guy. I'm like, how much are stamps on the outside? Because
right.
I never realized.
It sounds like you might have been getting stamps at a discount.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's without the envelope, you know, so we had to buy the envelope as well. So
you were getting a lot of mail, so that's good to know.
I'll be writing people back in the next week that I didn't get a hold of.
That's a really helpful thing. And we should focus on mail to jail and how great
awesome.
Of a service that is. 855-453, the toll-free number. Do you have a question for Damo Freeman? He's been through quite the odyssey with ridiculous court cases and a stay in jail that just wrapped up a couple days ago. 1-855-453. You can also bring us anything. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. us new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum bots. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program, 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything, but we do have a Damo Freeman here with us from copblock.org. Just fresh out of jail. Probably hasn't had hardly any free time to really do much catching up on anything. It's, I imagine you've just been enjoying some company of friends.
It kind of has been a mix of both. I mean, they threw me out at 5 a.m. and
that's right. We haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah, that was due to like a documentary crew wanting to be around. So I've been doing that like the last day and a half as well. They just took off last night.
Cool.
And so between getting caught up with friends and trying to adapt to the world of 2012, because going to jail is like going back in time.
It is, isn't it? Like, you are stuck with the most basic of informational services.
Right.
And we can get back into that in a moment. But, Mark, speaking of going back in time, let's do the reverse and talk about what's coming in the future. Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's a prediction. I believe that Bitcoins are going to probably be, you know, a very important invention in the next, coming in the next decade. You need to find out about Bitcoins. You can go to weusecoins.org in order to find out more about them. They are a online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. They are the Internet's money, and they allow you to send and receive Bitcoins without having to pay any fees, having complete control of your account. You don't have complete control of your account at the bank. The bank can open up your account to, you know, whatever government agency it wants to. If they make some kind of mistake, what are you going to do? So weusecoins.org to find out more about them. You can get an online Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info, or you can keep them on your computer if that's what you want to do. And the blockchain.info accounts allow you to send money not just to other people who have Bitcoin wallets, which is normally what you can do, but to people's Facebook, your Facebook friends, to people via email, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country in the world. If somebody in North Korea has a cell phone, you can send Bitcoins to them and make their life better. It's weusecoins.org to find out more about Bitcoins and blockchain.info for the great online wallet.
It's a nice idea, but they don't have cell phones in North Korea.
If they had one.
If they had one. Yeah. If they had them, they probably wouldn't have internet service. But anyone with internet access, yes, you can send Bitcoins to them, and they're very useful and will become more useful likely over time. Ademo, we've been talking about your jail experience. Folks who wanted to hear more about court, you can go to coplock.org/freeademo. That's ADEMO. Of course, you can also listen to the first hour of the show later on when we post it over at freetalklive.com. But there's obviously a lot to tell about your story, and we can't recap it all in every single break when we come back. But we've been talking about jail and the experience there, and you mentioned how it's like going back in time.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, all these things you're used to out here, the smartphone, the computer, we were talking about mailing things before, not knowing, none of us knew how much a sample was. Yeah, it's because of email, right? You know, so all these things are, boom, you know, in a snap, gone, you know, aside from, like, you know, one of the things I wanted to do when I got out was get a Q-tip, because, like, they don't give us Q-tips. Valley Street is the only county jail that I've been to that is considered a max. And so they have a rating of, like, they can hold, like, murderers and whatever, maximum security. And so Q-tips, dental floss, like, peroxide, anything with alcohol in it, you don't get any of it. Nothing.
Wow.
They think you're going to choke somebody out with it.
They still hand you
a razor blade, you know. They still hand you a razor blade to shave. They're not going to take that from you. But it's a single blade razor, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, the technology of everything is gone.
I was in prison with lots of murderers, but I had dental floss.
Yeah?
Yeah. Somehow or another, we've all managed to make, and belts.
I couldn't believe either that there isn't a dental floss that is made to, like, floss teeth but not choke necks, like, that breaks under a certain amount of tension. So, like, it's 2012, right? Like, they haven't had enough innovation in these products? Like, how about a Q-tip that can...
I can't believe the clothing manufacturers don't put buttons on with dental floss. So, you know, in the opposite direction, dental floss doesn't break. And why in the world does the thread that they put your buttons on do? What does that break?
Well, my uniforms had no buttons. They must have advanced past the button stage, but...
Oh, wow. So it's just an amazing story. Certainly, if you've got questions, 855-450-FREE. So some other prison or jail stories from while you were in there. There was one that you were telling last night around the campfire as some friends gathered to welcome you back. And I had heard it previously, I think, in one of our phone conversations. But it's the applause story.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
I really thought this was amazing.
So there was, like, I was in a unit, 1B, and it's the most privileged unit. We're a working unit, and... You know, when I first came in, I was going kind of with, like, your philosophy, Ian, of, like, you know, this is a spiritual retreat. I'm not really going to try to, like, push my views down any... I mean, I don't try to do that anyways on the outside, but I wasn't really going to, like, outreachy or, like, say, hey, the cop lock, you know, I've let people come to me. So I spent the first week there without really being known about anything that I've done or what was coming up. But then the Wednesday when y'all came and they were supposed to take me to court and there was the protest outside of the jail.
Is that the one where we chalked?
Yeah, okay. Where you guys chalked. And so that got me, like, people were like, what? The guy? And And started asking a little more questions. And then so up from that moment up into the trial, which was only a couple of weeks apart, you know, I got a lot more questions. Like, I'd be on the rec yard, the little exercise area we had in our outside time, with, like, 13, 14 people sitting on the ground, me telling stories about cop lock in the past. And so it got to solidify, like, kind of like what I was about and, like, my principles and views and, you know, why I was denying these things. And so, like, they'd also see the prosecutor come visit me, which is something everyone was like, wow, the prosecutor came here to talk to you? Like, like, well, I'm representing myself. And they're like, why? Or what did he want? And I tell them, you know, plea deals, and I refuse them. They all thought I was crazy. You know, they're like, no, you're looking at 21 years, and you're not going to sign a 1-3 with suspended time? Like, everybody would do that. Like,
sure they would.
You're dumb, you're dumb, and, like, all this stuff. And it's like, I didn't think, like, I wasn't getting much love about how I was handling the trial from the inmates. But yet, after it was over, when I came back at 8 o'clock, so I was still stuck in the tank and through booking to come back in to jail for, like, 4 hours after the trial actually ended.
Wow.
And when I came back in, I was expecting everyone to say, like, oh, I told you so, or that, like, that you wouldn't win. But instead, when I came in, I had about 50 or so roommates at the time. It was when the unit was the most full. And all of them, every single one, stood up, clapped, like a standing ovation. When I came in, were like whistling, hollering, to the point where there was times when like a movie was showing or the football team would like score a touchdown and people would cheer and they'd be yelled at, you know, because it wasn't the whole unit. It was a group of them. But at this time, just like that, at this time, the CO, the correction officer on duty, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He simply looked at me and was like, why? You know, he's like, in all the time I've worked here, I've never seen an entire unit react this way. And he didn't yell at anybody, do anything. And everyone said that they all gathered around, like they were all like standing around the TV watching it on the news when it happened.
Wow.
And there was a moment where like a guy I played cards with in there a little bit. Like, after I told the judge, that the biggest part that they all got a kick out of was when I told the judge that there is no rehabilitation and there is no remorse for me. I guess that was a key segment in the news. I didn't get to see it. But they all thought that at that moment I was, quote-unquote, smoked or going to get, like, a long sentence. They all say it's getting smoked in the court. But a couple guys are going to go, like, raid my property. You know, like,
they're like, well, he's going back to prison.
Hang you.
Right, but one guy's like, no, like, he's a cool dude. Let's see if he comes back. But so, yeah, when I came back, they were all like, wow, man, I couldn't believe it. And, you know, some people have written me letters like, oh, I'm sorry for what happened, or that you lost, or that you failed. And I was like, I don't really feel that way, because even that moment right there, like, everybody in my unit understood that, sure, I didn't win the trial, but that it was very, like, questionable, or, like, what does it say for the justice system that was charging me with 3.5 to 7 years per charge and then gave me 90 days? You know, if the law is the law and it needs to be upheld and it's here for everyone's safety, why do they give so much on it? And it inspires them maybe the next time that they're facing 40 years on a drug charge, you know, to say, forget it and get 90 days or something.
It's actions like that where you stand on principle and you stand for something you believe in, they absolutely do inspire other people, even if they never tell you they've been inspired. You never know how many lives you've touched. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
For you, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is the live Saturday edition. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark. Ademo Freeman is with us from CopBlock.org. And we can talk more about CopBlock. We kind of touched on it briefly earlier. But really more recounting his experiences from going into jail in Manchester for the last few months, actually, based on chalking charges as well as so-called wiretapping. The wiretapping case is actually under appeal at the moment. It's being considered for appeal, I guess, by the Supreme Court in New Hampshire. There's a lawyer who stepped up, Brandon Ross. I believe he's a Free State Project participant.
Yes, he is.
He has stepped up to take your case pro bono.
Yes.
And that's great. I've always been a critic of the attorneys out there on the air saying, hey, look, there's all these outrageous things that the government has done to civilly disobedient activists that are clear violations of, you know, the government's own constitution and own sets of rules. And I'd always been disappointed that there weren't more attorneys who saw the value in you know, making a name for themselves perhaps out of it, or you know, getting good publicity out of it, or maybe even a good civil case to where they could cash in on a contingency basis. And I'd always been shocked that no matter how outrageous the government people have behaved in the past, There weren't ever really any attorneys banging down on anybody's door. But Brandon Ross deserves some credit for stepping up and being willing to take this on, because, you know, lawyers charge $300 an hour or whatever. And so to have that cost wiped out and to have, you know, one of these attorneys come out and you know, put some effort into trying to work the system, because people will claim you got to work in the system, and you got to approach, you got to get an attorney. But I don't know about you, Ademo. I don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to throw around. I mean, Sam Dodson, who was formerly on this show, spent $10,000 on an attorney who defended him in district court, lost the case, and of course the attorney was willing to take it to Superior Court on appeal for another $15,000.
More money, right? Yeah, and I don't have it either, and that's the ultimate reason why. I mean, aside from my principles, that I didn't decide to take an attorney, because when I first got charged with the wiretap, I kind of freaked out. 21 years,
yeah,
like,
scary.
You know, and knowing how Manchester, as opposed to Keene or other interactions I have with law enforcement, had it out for me, you know, especially the sentence and the treatment through the trucking aid arrest, it was something to be of concern, you know. But yeah, I didn't have the thousands of dollars, so. You know, I also felt that, you know, who's best to defend yourself than you? And, you know, it just is sad that the legal system, as Mark calls it, works the way it does. And, you know, if you don't do, you know, logic doesn't really get you very far. But like you said,
sure.
Appeals process is way different, a lot more paperwork, a lot of other things to do. And so, yeah, I'm glad Brandon came and visited me and said, hey, let's do this. You know?
Right, and I've defended myself in court before, too, and I like being able to defend myself in court. But when it comes to the appeals process, it gets even more confusing and more labyrinthine and difficult in that in order to just simply file the appeal, there are all manner of requirements that are attached to it, like it has to be in a certain size paper, and the paper has to be in a certain type of binder, and the binder has to be a certain size, and then, you know, it has to be 8 different copies, one for each. They can't make their own copies at the Supreme Court. You're going to make the copies for them. And, of course, how do you make copies
for
inside?
You've got to have it notarized and stamped. And
right. Can you imagine trying to get the Manchester jail to make 8 copies of one document for you?
And so that's the problem. It's like, unless you want to quit everything you're doing, like regular tasks, walking the dog, anything, to be like, I sympathize and I understand the logic of, like, you got to beat them with their own system. I get that, but I don't have time to educate myself on their system. Like,
right.
By the time I do that, they're going to lock me in a cage.
Or you can't afford to, you know, I mean, it's really expensive to get attorneys. I understand, but if you're taking a case to trial basically on principle, you're a reporter calling for comment. And they charged you with 3 felonies.
Right.
It's insane. Who's prepared to dish out $20,000 for an attorney for this?
Right, yeah, exactly. It could be a complete waste of money, right?
He's so like, we get to hear from the court. They tend to take quite a bit of time to do their paperwork shuffling, and so there's no news yet from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the paperwork is in their hands, and who knows how long it takes them to pick that up and glance it over and then decide that we'll hear or work on it in X amount of time.
Right, and ultimately, you know, what will come from all this is another question. Will there be some sort of significant court decision that in some way strikes down the wiretapping law? I mean, I don't know what to expect. I'm not a legal expert. And, you know, it's like I look at it, I think, kind of similarly as you do. I really appreciate that the attorney's coming in. I don't expect him to have any success because I don't believe in the court system, and I've seen, you know, the most ridiculous cases come out. I mean, it's only every once in a while that a Supreme Court will actually do a positive decision, and it seems like they only throw those out there just to make people think the system still works.
Exactly.
Conspiracy theory, but it seems like as far as liberty, human freedom, and rights theory go, when you look at the decisions that come out of the, you know, these appellate jurisdiction courts, that it's 10 steps towards tyranny and 1 step back.
Yeah, exactly.
I look at this whole experience as an educational value, not only for myself, but hopefully for others who are, you know, striving to, you know, reduce the size and scope of government and its oppressiveness on people. I look at the appeals process as like the 1-2 punch. I went in the court on the first try as on principle, like, hey, if I've harmed somebody, I'm a good person. I'm not a perfect person.
Right.
I made mistakes, and I want to make, you know, whole with the people that I've made mistakes with or that feel they have some sort of claim.
Sure, just find
me
a victim.
Just find
me
the victim and let me know, you know, and I want to do that. And so I went in there with logic, or so I felt. I thought I had, you know, a good summary. I had a lot of time to think about it, and I wish I could have pushed like jury nullification more. But anyways, I'm happy, and I don't think it was a failure to what happened, even though I lost another 55 days of my life.
Well, that was one of the big questions that I had to answer when I was in jail, and I did it in one of my blog posts from jail, was it worth it? And that seems like what you're saying is...
To me, it was. It absolutely was. I mean, I showed people that, hey, the system, it doesn't really make much sense. I routinely over and over asked my victims, how did I harm you? Tell me some loss. And the one woman answered that it hurt her feelings before the the objection was ruled on, but the other people would allow objection. We're not going to answer that. And like, how can the jury make this decision on what punishment to have to me when they don't even know if the person who I harmed would want such a thing? And if they don't, is it any of their business? Or they can't answer, you know, well, like the woman said at my trial, the principal, like, well, that's not for me. It's for the state to decide. Like, yeah, she has no say if, like, harm was against her and what the justice would be. You know, to, you know, the issues that Mark pointed out.
Didn't she call the police on you?
No, I thought none of them said that. I thought she...
How were the police informed? I don't remember that detail.
Well, the police were informed by a major or captain that told the detective guy to look into the stuff, and then he went
so
and
he
questioned them.
So he called the high school?
Yeah, he
I
called
see.
Them.
I
so, and that was another point I made. Like, if you were harmed or wrong, like... You know, if you came home and all your stuff was missing, you call the cops. Or the normal people, typical people would do that. But these people didn't, like, go online, see their video, and then be like, hey, I was just wiretapped. They didn't know that this was even a problem or, you know, illegal to whatever, you know, argument of stance that it is, you know.
That brings up another thought in my mind is I can't remember ever. I don't believe that it has ever happened, at least not in the last decade in New Hampshire, that an individual, a civilian, has been charged with wiretapping another civilian, or that an officer of the government has been charged with wiretapping a civilian. This law is used solely as a club to prevent the
protection.
Individual, the non sort of non-mainstream media reporter, holding the government bureaucrats accountable. It's always a civilian being charged with wiretapping the government.
To go further, the wiretapping law originated from organized crime when the government, particularly the feds, and this is another book I read while I was in there, is Underboss about the Boston mob, and in the 60s how they planted an illegal wire inside this mob boss's office. And they couldn't use it, and like it was essentially the wiretapping laws were created to stop the government from illegally tapping like organized crime and
wow.
Late 50s, 60s gang members and mafioso.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
So why it was used, you know, like one of our arguments for the appeal is, you know, the government is holding the sword and the shield in this aspect. Like, oh, we can do this and use the shield and yet use the sword to strike down me doing such, you know, the same thing. So
let's talk about the release coming up here. We've teased it earlier in the show tonight. They let you out hours earlier than was expected.
Or they have anyone else,
At 5 in the morning. Why?
Real quick.
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. He'd been in there for 60 days and or plus more than that, but now it's the end of his sentence. All of a sudden they want to let him out earlier? What? It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. This is ACL-CAI toll free line. You can bring us anything you want here. Just because the Damo Freeman is with us does not mean we have to talk about him, although he has a very interesting story to tell and a number of stories within that main narrative. There's a lot going on there. You can, of course, join us at 855-450-FREE and also online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $5 a month. We take that in, you know, price of a pack of cigarettes in some places it's twice, it's half the price of a pack of cigarettes, but it's very cheap, and it's something that the average person can easily afford. If you like what we're doing and you want other people to hear it, this is a great way to support the show. It does things like help us outreach to radio stations to get on more stations across the country. Mark, you and I just returned yesterday from a trip to...
Miserable trip.
It was a very successful trip to Los Angeles, where we met up with some radio bigwigs and schmoozed it up and, you know, made some new contacts, and hopefully we'll end up on more stations as a result of that. And that sort of stuff is possible because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. It's your contributions that make the expansion of this show really successful. And so you can become an amplifier and get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Damo, you've been telling us about what it was like in jail after being convicted in some ridiculous court cases involving a number of court shenanigans. They really wanted to put you in a jail cell for the horrible crime of chalking, as well as recording a phone call with a government public worker in government schools and a police officer. You ended up spending approximately 3 months in jail as a result of this. And you were just about to tell us about getting out. And how was a bit of a shock?
Yeah, so I was in 1B, a privileged work unit, where the most inmates either worked outside at their own jobs or for the jail in some capacity. I was a unit worker, which means I really didn't do much of anything.
Mm-hmm. But cleaning up the
unit itself. Like, I couldn't leave, you know, not every other unit, but just the one in which I had to reside in for a couple days or months. So through that time, I seen a lot of people go home. I actually had made a freedom calendar, because they don't really give you calendars in jail, mm-hmm. but out of the back of a notebook that had you know, I'd use all the paper, so I used the cardboard in the back. And so I'd write people's names down when they were leaving as, like, you know, I'm looking forward to you going home because that means I'm closer to going home as opposed to looking at your own end date. And so, like, 30 people had left before I was released and my time, yeah.
And so you were like the old-timer in the block.
By the time I left, yeah, there was only, like, a handful of people that had been there longer. I mean, the whole unit had turned over pretty much. There had been a whole new batch of people.
Yep.
But normally, with the exception for Monday or sometimes after, like, holiday weekends and stuff when there was a lot of people going to court, the average time for release is 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on those more packed court dates or more people, you know, the Manchester police arresting more peaceful people. Maybe it'd be like around noon or something like that. But on my last day, I was woken up at 4:05 in the morning by an officer who came to my cell and he's like, Miller, wake up, wake up. And I'm like, what the heck? It scared me because I had gone to bed, you know, only a couple hours before that.
That's your legal name,
sleep on that night.
Yes, yeah, my legal name, Adam Miller. So they're calling me by my last name, Miller. And I was like, what is going on? He's like, you got to be in booking in 25 minutes. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, you must be bailed out. I'm like, I'm in a sentence unit. Like, nope, it's impossible to be. I'm like, you should know this.
Yeah. But,
well, whatever.
I get up. A lot of unsentenced inmates.
He's like, well, pack your stuff. Well, he didn't know that the night before there was this corrections officer who kind of targeted me a lot. Like, that he had worked the unit three times, so I guess I can't say a lot. But each time he had locked me down. And on the last night, he found one of my books that were sent through mail to jail and the Amazon account, the wish list. And he went unit to unit looking for them, and then he went in my property box to
because he knew you'd given them to other prisoners.
Yeah, and he didn't want to see my political, you know, explicit stuff going
on. This is what he said to you?
That's exactly what he said to me. He said, you know, I don't want to see your, you know, political crap, you know, on the unit going to other units. Well, another officer had told me that I can simply cross my name out of the cover and write donated to HCDOC in the cover. So I was doing that, but I would add, like, buycoplock.org, or if it was a war book, I'd be like, for more information, visit antiwar.com or like Brightside.
This guy who was doing this had no, standing inside the rules or laws. He's just doing whatever he wants because essentially they are the law.
Well, he was saying that the handbook also says that an officer can use his discretion at any moment, meaning create or negate or overlook any law.
Why wouldn't they put that in their handbook, right?
Yeah.
Why don't they just put that, the one line in the one sheet of their handbook? The officers can do whatever they want.
Right. Sign here, right? So he's going around trying to collect all my books. When he tries to bring some of them back to my thing, to my unit, to my cell, he realizes I have more than 10 letters, which is another ridiculous rule of the handbook. Now, everybody, you know, whether they get
wasn't
the great
a problem
feature
in Cheshire, I had my stack of letters.
Right. Well, people have, like, the saltine box from the crackers that they get, and they're full. So, like, people, this is not
they're
an
enforcing
enforced
rule on you.
This is the, right. And so I tell them, I didn't really engage them, and if they would engage me, I would kind of hassle them a little bit. I got into it with the CO about the Bible being allowed on the desk, but not like any other book, because I got locked down for leaving my book on the desk for 5 minutes. So I wrote a note one night. I was like, what's the difference between this book and that book? Like, they're both books. They both have a cover. They both have words in the middle. They both have a back. You know, it's the jail's just not wanting to be sued about it. But anyways, so this CO says, pack up all your property that's in excess. So the extra books I have, the extra letters I now have, and fill out a slip and send them to your property. Normally this is a process. You know, I don't know how long it takes them to get my stuff to the actual property. But I'm like, listen, I'm getting out of here tomorrow. You know, hopefully. Like, it's a good time. So you don't know if you really do get or not.
They could pull it at the last moment.
They could say whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, they could just say, it's not guaranteed you get it, even though you have no write-ups and didn't get any trouble.
Right.
It's just an option we have. And so I tell him that, and he's like, well, I guess I don't have to write you up, but I'm still going to make you send it, you know? And I'm like, whatever. So when the officer comes at 4 in the morning, he wants me to pack my stuff. I'm like, I just sent it, you know, to my property. So whatever, I have, like, my bed sheets to take off and throw in a corner, but that's it. And so he comes back, like, 15 minutes later to open my door. I have all my stuff. I throw it out there, and I say,
and it's what time?
It's about 4:15, 4:20 in the morning. And so I asked him, hey, can I use the phone quick? Because I know no one's going to be outside waiting for me. I don't live in Manchester. I can't walk home.
The event that they had scheduled, your girlfriend, Kate, one of the bloggers at ladiesandkeen.com, also copblock.org, she had sent an event, welcome back a demo, kind of be there at the jail sort of an event for 10 a.m. Nobody was expecting this.
Right. And so I want to call somebody to make sure that somebody knows that I get out earlier. I can make some sort of arrangement.
It's also cold outside.
Yeah,
you went in during the summer. It's now fall.
Yeah, I have flip-flops.
At 4 in the morning, it's cold in New Hampshire.
So he says, I can't use the phones that they're off, which is, like, weird to me because I'm like, why would the phones be off? Because technically we're locked in anyway.
It's a jail. People are coming in at all times.
Well, no, not in my unit, though, okay. Because it's a sentence unit. But
they're not, even if you're coming in, if you come in at 2 a.m., they're not going to let you mosey around the day room and have access to the phone. You're going straight to a cell.
Right, because from 10, 8, or for some units, it's 8 p.m. to, like, 7 a.m. or 9 a.m., depending on what unit you're in. You're locked in your unit anyway, your cell, so you can't use the phone. So it just seems, you know, ridiculous to me to shut off the phone.
Hold the rest of the story. We've got a call here for you. It's 4409 calling from Phoenix. You're on with Ademo from copblock.org. Hello.
Hey, Ademo, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Nice to hear from you.
Hey, I'm so glad you're out of the cage, man.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for him?
Well, I watched the whole thing, his trial. He did very well. I thought he did fantastic. There was... Of course, a few things. You can always nitpick anything. It's very nervous. I've been through a lot of them. You're very nervous when
were
you're
you
doing
nervous?
It.
There was some, like, when I heard some of the things Michael was using, you know, that was like, I wasn't prepared for, you know, so I had all this time to think, and like, it was supposed to go this way, and I didn't really plan for what happens if this road forks or this angle doesn't work out for you. What would you say? And you got to remember, when I was incarcerated, so A, they woke me up at like 5 in the morning. I had 2 hours of transporting, like sitting in tanks. And so like that before, and you know, he can go to lunch and make notes and do whatever. I wasn't allowed pen and paper after I left the courtroom.
Hmm.
You know, I'm in tanks.
Sitting in a cell.
Just sitting in a cell. And so, yeah, there was a mixture of nervous, tired, not having the resources, all those things.
Well, there's these things you think in your head. I don't know about you, but, you know, there's these things you want to say or you have in your mind, and then when you get there, you just blank.
Yeah, that happens as well.
You forget about the things. But I noticed one thing. He, you know, the whole thing was about recording, correct?
Or the consents, if it was given or needed to be.
You record stuff in your mind. Your mind records things. And so your mind is a recorder itself. And then you go and write that down on a piece of paper. This cop said this.
But the difference is that the
electronic device is not allowed.
And well, the difference is the electronic device is objective. An uncut recording is a truly objective view from that one recording, you know, wherever the microphone was placed, an objective view of what actually went down. And that's why it's so dangerous, because otherwise it's just the demo's word versus the bureaucrat's.
Well, the thing that I found frustrating is that since the demo decided to go the tack that he did, which was sort of dealing with this, without talking their language, doing their law stuff, was, well, they never even proved that this happened in the country.
This is true. Stand by at 4409. If you have more thoughts, you're welcome to stick through the news. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and the 4409 guy has his own YouTube channel. It's pretty
great
good stuff. More coming up here. Hour 3's next, Free Talk Live.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.